The Rise and Fall of Left Terrorism. By the late 1950s and early 1960s, five crucial elements coalesced and turned elements of the far left into a movement committed to revolutionary violence. Epistemologically, the prevailing academic and intellectual climate was either anti-reason, ineffectual in defending reason, or saw reason as irrelevant to practical matters. Nietzsche, Heidegger, and Kuhn spoke the new language of thought. Reason is out, the intellectuals were teaching, and what matters above all is will, authentic passion, and non-rational commitment. Practically, after a century of waiting for the revolution, impatience had peaked. Among the younger generation especially, there was a dominant bent toward activism and away from academic theorizing. Theoreticians still had an audience, but theory had not amounted to much. What was needed was decisive action now. Morally, there was the extreme disappointment at the failure of the classical socialist ideal. The great ideal of Marxism had failed to materialize. The purity of Marxist theory had been subjected to necessary but defiling revisions. The noble experiment in the Soviet Union had been revealed to be a horrible fraud and a crime. As a response to these crushing and humiliating blows, rage at the failure and betrayal of a utopian dream was widespread. Psychologically, in addition to the rage of disappointment, there was the supreme insult of seeing the hated enemy flourishing. Capitalism was enjoying itself, prospering, and even smirking at socialism's discomforts and disorientation. In the face of such insults, there was the desire to do nothing more than to smash the enemy, to see it hurt, bleeding, destroyed. Politically, there was the justification of irrational violence in the theories of the Frankfurt School as applied by Marcuse. The righteous revolutionary knows that the masses are oppressed, but held captive by the veil of capitalist false consciousness. The revolutionary knows that it will take individuals with special insight, special individuals immune to the corruptions of capitalism, special individuals able to gaze right through its veil of repressive tolerance, absolutely rejecting compromise, and willing to do anything to rip away the veil and expose the seething horrors below. The rise of left terrorism in the 1960s was one consequence. Chart, Left Terrorist Groups Founding Dates. Weatherman, USA, 1960. United Red Army, Japan, 1960s. Black Panthers, USA, 1960s. SWAPO, Southwest Africa, 1960s. ALN, Brazil, 1960s. Tupamaros, Uruguay, 1962, active after 1968. FLQ, Canada, 1963. PLO, Middle East, 1964. Montoneros, Argentina, 1960s. ERP, Argentina, 1960s. Red Brigade, Italy, 1968. PFLP, Middle East, 1968. DPFLP, Middle East, 1968. Red Army Faction, or Bader-Meinhof, Germany, 1970. Black September, Middle East, 1970. SLA, USA, early 1970s. The founding dates of some of these terrorist groups are obscure. All, however, were explicitly Marxist socialist, and none had existed prior to 1960. Some of the groups also had strong nationalistic overtones. Not included in the chart, however, are terrorist groups that had begun earlier for primarily nationalist or religious reasons, but in the 1960s come to incorporate Marxism into their theories and manifestos. In addition to the five factors listed above, several particular events served as triggers in causing the upsurge in violence. Among the far left, the death of Che Guevara in 1967 and the failure of the 1968 student demonstrations in most Western nations, and especially of the student revolts in France, contributed to the anger and disappointment. Several of the terrorist manifestos published after 1968 make explicit mention of those events, as well as reflecting the broader themes of irrational will, exploitation, commodification, rage, and the need simply to do something. For example, Pierre Victor, then the leader of the French Maoists, with whom Michel Foucault was associated, hearkened back to the French Revolution's reign of terror and declared the following in the pages of La Cause du Peuple, the Maoist newspaper. Quote, "To overthrow the authority of the bourgeois class, the humiliated population has reason to institute a brief period of terror and to assault bodily a handful of contemptible, hateful individuals. It is difficult to attack the authority of a class without a few heads belonging to members of this class being paraded on the end of a stake." Other terrorists cast their nets more broadly. Before her death, Ulrike Meinhof made very clear the purpose of the Red Army faction she and Andreas Baader founded in Germany. Quote, "The anti-imperialist struggle, if it is to be more than a mere chatter, means annihilation, destruction, the shattering of the imperialist power structure, political, economic, and military." She also made clear the broader historical context within which she thought terrorism was necessary, the more specific events that had served as triggers, and gave an assessment of the likelihood of their success. Quote, "Nauseated by the proliferation of the conditions they found in the system, the total commercialization and absolute mendacity in all areas of the superstructure, deeply disappointed by the actions of the student movement and the extra-parliamentary opposition, they thought it essential to spread the idea of armed struggle. Not because they were so blind as to believe they could keep that initiative going until the revolution triumphed in Germany. Not because they imagined they could not be shot or arrested. Not because they so misjudged the situation as to think the masses would simply rise at such a signal. It was a matter of salvaging, historically, the whole state of understanding attained by the movement of 1960-1968. It was a case of not letting the struggle fall apart again." Unquote. The rise of left terrorism in nations other than those controlled by explicitly Marxist governments was a striking feature of the 1960s and early 1970s. Combined with the broader turn of the left to non-rationalism, irrationalism, and physical activism, the terrorist movement made that era the most confrontational and bloody in the history of left socialist movements of those nations. But the liberal capitalists were not entirely soft and complacent, and by the mid-1970s, their police and military forces had defeated the terrorists, killing some, imprisoning many, driving others underground more or less permanently.